Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to a farm outside of Paris in France, where among the 19th century farm buildings, a therapy program is proving beneficial to those with mental health conditions. Animals being helpful is always good news and has been good news many, many times in the past. We've talked about cats that help people when they are studying in college. We've talked about cats you can borrow from the library, maybe robot cats. We've talked about stress relieving llamas in airports, and of course, cow cuddling. We have also talked about novel therapies to help people who are experiencing anxiety or other mental health challenges, like spending time in the forest or going to a museum. But in Neuilly-sur-Marne, in France, donkeys are taking the lead. The Ville-Evrard Hospital Complex is working with 5 donkeys to provide mental health relief as a form of animal therapy. The donkeys, Nono, Pitou, Oscar, Manolo, and Malroux, help break up the routine. I read about this on the Associated Press, and they interviewed a patient, Natalie, who's quoted as saying, "It brings relief. You stop thinking about everything else." Another patient, Jerome, is quoted as saying, "Talking with people, taking part in activities I wouldn't normally do, it helps me in my daily life. It helps you break away from the routine of treatment and medication." This is a project taken on by Irma Linda and Francois Haiti, and it's in its 10th year now. Francois is quoted as saying, "A donkey is very intelligent. It understands things very quickly, but you have to explain slowly. Donkeys are calm, serene animals that are generally close to people. Once they're involved in these interactions, they connect very well with patients. They're emotional sponges." And that is just the kindest, most thoughtful description of a donkey I've ever heard. Along with 3 full-time nurses, volunteers with a nonprofit help take care of the donkeys, and patients can help groom the donkeys, walk them to get their exercise, take care of their maintenance, like cleaning out their hooves. And the anecdotal evidence says that this kind of interaction with animals and the work they're doing helps to improve emotional regulation, communication, social interaction, and self-esteem. One final quote here. This is from Irmelinda Haiti. "It does not replace a doctor or a medical prescription, but it can help patients regain confidence and a sense of self-worth." At the end of the day, everyone in this program just wants more formal recognition and research into the benefits of animal therapy. From their point of view, it feels like sort of an informally accepted mental health treatment, but they're pushing for more scientifically rigorous research to prove what they and probably most people know about spending time with animals or spending time in nature or helping other people or animals. It helps to calm down and focus on something else. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.